following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on a Friday. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Mike Perenio, director of the Racing Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay, will join us later on in the program. I'll also have a chance to chat with Eric Emerson, head football coach at Hastings High School, as our high school football preview continues. Coming up, Grand Island Central Catholic Charlie Shoemaker on Monday. We'll be catching up with the two Hastings coaches next week that are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. You've got new coach coming in to replace legendary Bill Carlin at Adams Central, and then you have got and that's Sean Mulligan, by the way, and then you've got Carl Tesmer, one of the deans of all high school football coaches at Hastings St. Cecilia, among our guests next week.
Yeah, you're going to have, like you said, a whole different spectrum. You had somebody that's going to be a first-year coach and somebody that has probably 300 career wins.
Yeah. So that's among our show items for next week. And coming up here on the show today, we'll cover what's going on in the world of sports. The Omaha Westside Legion baseball team is just getting underway against Chico, California. I think we'll find out almost everything you need to know when you play this game today. They beat Columbia, Tennessee yesterday 6-3. And this is pool play. When they get to the Legion World Series, it's not like the state tournament here in Nebraska. It's not like the regional tournament they won in Fargo. It's more like the Little League World Series or any of their regionals. Pool play, then they get four teams, and it's single elimination. So you got to get, if you can get two, beat two of the three, unless something weird happens, you should advance. They won yesterday. They'll play a Hawaii team that whose record isn't stellar. In fact, doesn't play near the number of games as most of the other teams do. They're like 28-14 or something
I think they were 26. I think they're 26-14-1.
Yeah, and then you got Chico, California, who made some. There's a lot of teams at the World Series that made some amazing comebacks, like seven runs in the ninth, or you know, coming back from six runs down, or winning two games like Omaha did on the final day to make it. But they're ready to get underway, and we'll try and keep you up to date on how they're doing as well. We've got a new commissioner in Major League Baseball. We've got the ongoing saga with Tony Stewart. I'll get back to that in just a moment because of this unfortunate incident and accident that claimed the life. NASCAR is being talked more about now than it normally would be. It would all be race for the chase type stuff. We'll get to that. And the Royals, they win again yesterday. Billy Butler continues to stay in the mix here. One of the reasons the Royals are playing well, and they take 3 of 4 from Oakland. They took 5 of 7 from Oakland on the year, who has the best record still in Major League Baseball. And through all of this, the Royals are 12 games above 500 for the first time since, is it June or July? I think it was July of 2003. Yeah, July 20th, 2003 was the last time the Royals were 12 games above 500. And so that's where they're at as they get ready to go to Minnesota. So, again, every game's important, and you can lose and win any night, but you've just taken care of Oakland 3 of 4. Don't give it back against one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you know, right now they're in a situation, I think, Doug. They've got 42 games left. Detroit's got a couple pitchers that are on the 15-day disabled list. I don't think Detroit's playing at a level that the Royals have to play at a tremendous level. Last year, I think the Cleveland Indians won their last 11 games, and that's the only way they made it into the playoffs. You know, they won 11 straight games, the Cleveland Indians did, and I think the Rays won like 10 out of 11. You know, so it was kind of an amazing situation with those two teams. I think if the Royals go 26-16, I think they're going to get in. They've got that's playing 10 games over 500, so that's still playing at a pretty good clip. But I think with the way the pitching's set up with Detroit, with their schedule, Detroit has to play Seattle. Seattle's in the hunt. Mm-hmm. They got to play the Yankees, and the Royals have to play the Yankees. But the Royals schedule is much different.
The Royals just play the Yankees one game, or is there still a series?
They got a series in New York, okay. A three-game series at New York, and they play the Yankees in just a one-game makeup game. I think the Seattle, comes into Detroit and plays them. But the Seattle Detroit is very important because Seattle and Detroit are the two that will be – one of them is going to get a wild card probably, and one of them's out, or one's going to win the division and the Royals are out. So Detroit, Kansas City, and Seattle are the three teams that are really going to be fighting for this unless the Yankees can do some damage, the Rays, and, all those people, that's who Detroit has to play. Detroit has to play everybody that's still in the hunt. And the Royals don't have many like that.
Well, they get to decide their own fate, so that's, I guess, good for them. Detroit and Los Angeles right now are in for the wild card, but Detroit, as we said, the Royals during all of this, whoever's in the Central right now is going to have a very slim lead in the Central, and then the second-place team is going to have a very slim lead in the wild card. Detroit has a half-game lead over Seattle. And then Toronto quietly hanging in there. They're 3.5 out of the wild card. The Yankees now are 4 out of the wild card, so they're a little ways back. The Royals in Minnesota continue to follow Royals baseball on the Breeze, 94.5. Okay, I'm just going to read the story, and then we'll move on from there. NASCAR has added a new rule this morning telling drivers to not approach the track or moving vehicles after accidents. The rule comes less than a week after Kevin Ward Jr. was struck and killed during the dirt track race at a small New York track. NASCAR star Tony Stewart is skipping this weekend's Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway yet again. After Stewart clipped Ward's car, sending it spinning, Ward left the car during the caution period, walked down the track, hit by Stewart. NASCAR Vice President Robin Pemberton says the new rule merely formalizes reminders that take place during drivers' meetings. NASCAR will address violations of the rule on a case-by-case basis. Okay, neither one of us are huge NASCAR fans. That's pointed out on this show.
That's definitely true.
What does this even mean? We got to have an adult tell other adults to use common sense. That's what this means. There is no penalty for getting out of your car this morning. This is just telling people that drive race cars at whatever level, don't get out of your car unless there's imminent danger, fire, gas leaking, something like that. This, unfortunately, Jimmy, is what NASCAR gets a bad rap for and why you can make fun of NASCAR. Because they're telling their drivers this morning to use common sense. That's all this is. That's all this is. There's no rule. There's nothing that says, you know what, when things like this unfortunate incident happens in boxing, we went from 15 to 12 rounds. Football, we're using things with the helmet. We're trying to lower concussions. What is this? This is nothing. NASCAR fan, tell me if I'm wrong. This is a horrible incident on A side, and I'm not overshadowing that, so that's not what I mean. But something needs to be done, and this is the response?
Well, I guess, on Monday, Doug, I made a comment, and I wasn't like some of the other people that I said, I have to be a little careful, or I'm a co-host, and I'm, but the one thing is...
They're either going to yell at us, or they're going to agree with
us. And I'm going to tell you right now, I leaned in the fact that the driver of the car that got out of the vehicle approached and had some road rage there. Yeah. And I also said that the driver of the car, Tony Stewart, continued to have road rage. And both could have done a better job of avoiding that incident. And I said at that time, the rule has to be changed. They got to stay in their car. I said they've got to stay in their car. And before what happens, I mean, could you imagine this in horse racing? They only take one, you know, they only come around one time. But if somebody cuts somebody off and another rider, it gets, you know, thrown off. I mean, they're usually injured pretty bad. They just stay down. The ambulance comes and that's it. But if they went around like three or four times and, you know, what are you going to do, take your horse into them? I mean, this is just amazing. And I'm not that good at understanding exactly how this works and how you have to keep pace and you have to stay in your spot. All I know is if I'm driving my car and somebody's out in the middle of the road, I'm going to do whatever I can to avoid that as much as I can.
And I'm not going to intentionally jump out of my car in the middle of the road either. If I have a flat tire on the interstate, I'm going to pull over to the side. 888-455-ESPN. That's the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line number, 888-455-3776. You can always tweet us. We love that, at ESPN 1460, 1550. In fact, you should see Jeff, the producer's face, light up when we get tweets. He loves those more than anything, at ESPN 1460, 1550. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Eric Emerson, Hastings High football coach, Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay, still to come. Also wanted to mention this today. You can talk about so many things. This ice bucket challenge has went crazy and great for that in the ALS Society. It's all over the place. And then locally, you read, and we knew about this, but then you read the article by Tom Chattel today in the Omaha World Herald about former Nebraska offensive line coach Milt Tenneper battling leukemia, how it's taking his toll on him. And let's face it, any form of cancer. Jeff Schmall, who's now at Texas A&M, followed Bill Byrne down there, one of the creators of Husker Vision, former 10-11 sports anchor, battling cancer. His seems to be very grave, although about 3 weeks ago there was some positive news for him. He's doing a blog. Milt Tenneper is 74, has a type of leukemia, they said, that's usually found in young children. They're trying to get that turned around. But we all know, if it doesn't get turned around, we all know what it means if you have cancer. And, you know, Tom Chattel is a friend of Milt Tenneper's. As he says in the article, you try not to get too close to the people you cover. And sometimes over years that you can't help it. I mean, if you've been part of it, and especially if you were with somebody for 10, 15 years and then they retire, you know, then you are probably going to take that friendship on to the next level. But we've had it affect people we know. We've had it affect people that aren't on the limelight at a national stage or statewide stage. And I still have not, as an adult, I'm not good about handling things like that. I mean, we lost Mike Fleshman, who I worked with, Kearney High coach, did a lot of our wrestling coverage to cancer. And we can list on it, you know, Coach Baronic has fought it and has won the battle so far. It seems to me that Tom would have had a very difficult time, and I corresponded with him a little bit this morning. He said, yes, it was difficult, but he has so many friends, so many fans that just want to know how he's doing. So especially, I know nobody that is in high school today or college knows who Milt Tenneper is, but those of us who grew up in the glory era, there were a couple of them, but with the Huskers as a young kid and into those national championships under Tom Osborne, you know all about Milt Tenneper. You almost know or have seen or met or went to a function where all of those coaches, head or assistant, has spoken. John Melton, one of the funniest guys in the history of ever. And they all have a pretty great personality, and Milt Tenneper, another one of those. So get a chance, go on omaha.com or pick up the World Herald.
Yeah, I read that article today. Milt Tenneper, he said he was mowing his yard on May 1st.
Yeah.
And he said, I had a little trouble getting through that. And he said, hey, I'll tell you what. He said, had trouble with my garden then. I was working on my garden, got a little tired. So I just called the doctor. He said, you got this. And he said, just give me a shot. Let's fix that. He goes, you got leukemia. I thought I was going to get one shot and we'll move on. You know, he said, and my garden's not very good right now. You know, so I mean, but Milt Tenneper, I'll tell you what, we were a high school football coach and you were trying to do something with your offensive line, you followed what he did. Because I'll tell you what they do. They block downfield so well. The receivers block. The linemen are the key to it, but how they pull and how they generate their line calls and how they block a 5-man line compared to a 6-man line. And I mean, he just was way above the game. game and had so much pride in what those offensive linemen did. And, hey, good sportsmanship, too. There was a couple times he wanted to pull Richie Incognito out of a game or two because of what he did. Said, hey, good offensive lineman, great player, but you know what? Hey, we're not going to let Nebraska, we don't act like this. You know, so.
And if, you know, this is, and I hate using the word depressing with the whole Robin Williams thing this week, but we've touched on that as well. But I want to get away from a couple of those that might be a little downer on your day today. So let's perk up and get ready for the weekend. Get ready for tailgating with Troutman's Quality Meats. The fresh brats are out today. Fresh cherry bomb brats right out of the smokehouse today, carrying the gang on East Highway 30 here in Kearney. Want to see you all. Beef at Troutman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, and their quality steaks are always aged a minimum of 30 days so that they have the peak flavor and tenderness when you fix them up on your grill or however it is you like to prepare Troutman's Quality Meats. And don't forget, at Troutman's, there's always that large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. Fresh frozen seafood is available as well, and they can custom cut all of your meat selections. Always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase. Unlike the grocery store meat departments, they take care of you on that personal level. At Troutman's Quality Meats, go see Carrie and the gang in Kearney. We'll take a break. When we come back, Eric Emerson, Hastings High football coach, and how much money does it cost to recruit at Nebraska? We'll tell you after this.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? For mature men, there's TrueForm from Complete Nutrition. This daily metabolism-boosting multivitamin has everything you need for long-term wellness. TrueForm supports heart health, a better prostate, energy, mood, memory, and reinvigorates male vitality. TrueForm Power and Performance, a multivitamin for men. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's your WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com. Partly sunny skies for today with areas of showers and storms. Highs will top out near 84 degrees. This is WeatherEye meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 73.
And he don't know.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, the new Midway Minute should be arriving in your mail if it hasn't already. Got a chance to look over my copy this morning. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac rolling through the month of August with 0% for 60 months on all 2014 Malibus, Cruises, and Impalas. You're looking to save a little gas money. You're looking for a nice, sporty car. The 2014 Impala was talked so much about, and it's one of the most popular cars in America because it is so reliable. And if you want to get a look at the new 2015 Malibu, they have those in stock as well. And besides the everyday low, hassle-free price at Midway, General Motors is offering an additional $1,000 rebate on the 2015 Malibu. So stop in and see the great sales staff today. Don't forget, if you need a little work done on your vehicle before the end of the summer here, maybe you're back from family vacation and it's time to get everything tuned up again, or maybe get some new tires on, or just get oil change. They'll get you in and out in 30 minutes and take care of everything you need. Midway, it's a better way. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and your Midway auto dealerships, and thinkmidway.com is the place to be. Our high school football preview today on the Doug and Daddy Show takes us to the Hastings High Tigers as head coach Eric Emerson and his coaching staff getting ready for their second season. And coach, anytime that first season, it seems like it's a blur no matter what the sport, no matter what the level. How much more relaxed or confident or even prepared are you and your staff heading into fall camp this year?
Well, you're exactly right. This time can be a crazy time of year, and last year I jumped right into it. I think there was actually something maybe liberating last year about the fact that I didn't have much time to prepare. I was forced to jump right in and accept the challenge in front of me. But this year I like that I have a better comfort level in the position. I've had more of an opportunity to start shaping the program in the direction that I want to take it. And, you know, besides the fact that I was hired as head coach last year, we had five other coaches on staff that had new roles last season. So I just think that we're all a little bit more comfortable and in a confident place going into this year.
Coach, give me a little overview of your football team. Obviously, just the one win, and you have not a ton of returning starters, but you've got a lot of kids that have a lot of varsity experience.
Yeah, and I think that was a silver lining from last year. You know, when I look back to last year's team, I guess the biggest thing is I'm proud of how much we improved from the beginning of the season to the end. We knew going into last season that we were going to face some challenges early. We were starting almost a whole new team on both sides of the ball, and like I mentioned, I was hired pretty late in the summer, which wasn't an ideal situation, and we installed a new offense during two-a-days, which is a pretty difficult task. And so there was a lot of learning going on early, but overall I was just proud of how we grew together as a team, and despite our win and losses, our kids never let up on their effort, and they continued working hard all the way to the end.
We're talking with Hastings High football coach Eric Emerson. It looks like you are pretty settled in at what you're going to do at quarterback with Braden Valentine. Tell me a little bit about your skill positions on offense.
Yeah, quarterback Braden Valentine probably has the edge right now, being a senior in the program, having a couple starts under his belt. We do have another senior, Ryder Mays, a very smart kid, perfect score on his ACT, knows the offense front and back. I think he'll push Braden a little bit. We also have a sophomore, started as a freshman point guard for the basketball team last year. His name's Vinny Schmidt. I think he's going to give both the seniors a run for their money. So right now at quarterback, we have three guys competing. I think Braden, like I said, might have the slight edge right now, but he's got two guys that are behind him that can certainly do the job. And if you look at some of the other skill positions, the first guy that comes to mind is Brock Dreher, one of our inside receivers. Not a very big kid, 5'7", doesn't weigh very much, but you throw him the ball out in space, and he's a handful to tackle. And then our other inside receiver, Morgan Karloff, led our team in touchdown receptions and overall receptions, and kind of a bigger body guy, a possession guy that we'll throw the ball to over the middle, and just one of those guys that when you throw him the ball, you just trust that he's going to do something with it. He can use his body to shield off defenders, and just a heck of an athlete. And then across the front, I think we're pretty solid right now as far as our linemen. Most of these guys had starting experience, at least four of them did. The other one had plenty of time in the game. So Jeff Keel, Travis Hartwig, Tyler Musgrave, Adam Florian, Addison Bielau, all these guys have gotten plenty of time from last year. So we're looking pretty solid right now.
Eric, on the defensive side of the football, obviously you want to improve there as well. And kind of the same story. A lot of kids that that can step into that a variety of positions for you, and leading the way maybe is Dylan Rutt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've got a pair of good linebackers. Dylan Rutt, you mentioned Michael Collicott. Both of those kids, young guys last year, getting some experience for the first time. They did a heck of a job for us. Those two guys just have a nose for the ball, very aggressive, kind of the ideal linebacker type. And I mentioned Brock Dreher as a receiver. He's a heck of a corner as well. And Sam Reimer had some injuries last year, but he's a heck of a corner for us as well. And we've got a couple of interesting candidates that might start at our nose position. We've got a junior by the name of Emil Summerfield who goes about 6'4", 325, just a heck of a dude in the middle to try to move around. So both of our defensive ends return. So we got a couple of spots to fill, free safety, maybe an outside linebacker, but we've got quite a bit of an experience returning.
Eric Emerson, Hastings football coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, previewing the Tigers. Now, on paper is one thing, and I've been around enough football teams where you don't have to be 6'4", 240 to play football, but you don't have the biggest team, but it sounds like that's not necessarily the way you're going. You like quickness, you like speed. Tell me about the balance between those two.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think we've kind of looked at the handwriting on the wall, and maybe what we've done in the past hasn't always been the best for us as far as using power and strength. So we've been trying to develop some different things that we're doing to highlight what we do have. And just on defense, we just, you know, want to be more aggressive and create turnovers and make things simple. On offense, we're a no-huddle team, and we try to move the ball as fast as possible and get them out to our playmakers out in space. So like you said, we don't have a lot of size and strength, but we're going to utilize the athletes that we do have.
Let's talk a little bit. We can always break down that schedule, but the home opener might be a little more important. Gehring was the game that you won last year. After that, with playing three panhandle teams right off the get-go, you get number 6 Scottsbluff, you get number 5 Sydney, according to Huskerland Prep. How important is it to get off on the right foot that opening night?
I think that'll be big. I think the kids are looking forward to that game. You know, that was a game that we won in overtime last year, and I think that's important to set the tone. And you know, you look at our schedule, like you said, anytime you look at your schedule and you see both McCook and Aurora on it, you know it's going to be a tough road to hoe. And you know, those two programs are a top shelf in Class B as far as I'm concerned. Coach Gross and Coach Huber are great coaches and great people, so it's always exciting to play them. But those two games are going to be tough, and like you mentioned, we're headed out to Scotts Bluff and we're headed out to Alliance, so those games can be tricky. We're going to put a lot of miles on the bus when we head out there. So Sydney was a playoff team last year, did some good things. I think those guys are getting some guys back. And then you roll right in the district play with Adams Central and Lexington and McCook. I think McCook probably will be a top three team by the end of the year.
Eric, you take a look at trying to build this program back to where Hastings High wants to be. There's that jostling of, okay, you've told me that you've got some seniors that will be stepping into starting roles, yet you want to build for the future. What are the numbers like for you this year, and will you be using a ton of kids, or on opening night are you hoping that this is my set offense, this is my set defense, set special teams, and so on?
No, I think we're still gonna use some young guys. I think we've got some talent even in the sophomore class. I mentioned Vinny Schmidt, who's a quarterback in the sophomore class. I think we've got some interesting candidates as sophomores there. So we're gonna try and get as much experience for those guys as well. And you know, just program wise, like you asked, I don't think it's gonna be a quick fix. I think it's important that we build for the future while doing everything we can to be successful right now. I kind of have one advantage of being a sixth grade science teacher. I get to know the young guys in the community very early. So we're just trying to build excitement in the youth of the community as much as we can. This summer we partnered up with Hastings College to run a youth football camp, and we had a pretty good turnout for that. So anything we can do to get the kids excited and build for the future.
Eric Emerson, last minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to kind of follow up on something you just mentioned, and I think we might have talked about it last year on the show when you were initially hired. There's not very many times you have a coach that isn't walking down the hall of the school and can see his student athlete and see what he's up to on a daily basis. So the plus, as you said, is maybe getting to know him younger, but maybe the minus is not to get to see him until it's practice time. How's that worked for you?
Yeah, that is the one disadvantage. And the good news is I've got some great coaches that are up there. Some of my best coaches are at the freshman level, and I've also obviously got some pretty good assistants at the higher levels as well. So while I'm not up there, I really rely on those guys to hit the hallways and build those kids up as much as possible, be in the weight room, that sort of thing. So far it's worked out pretty good for us. I think right now it's important that I'm down here with the young guys, and we'll see what happens in the future. Maybe that'll change.
Of course, plenty of Hastings High football on 1230 KHAS throughout the year. They open up at home with Gehring on the 29th. And Coach Eric Emerson, Hastings High, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And hopefully we can chat again as the season progresses.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You bet, Eric. Thanks for the time here as our high school football preview continues on the Doug and Daddy Show. So the last couple of days, Jimmy, a couple of programs. Nobody likes to have 0-for, 1-for, 2-for wins. They all want to have competitive balance. Both Northwest yesterday and Hastings today scored points, gave up a lot more than they scored, and it all, in my opinion, goes hand in hand as far as, you know, 44-22 versus, you know, 35-6. And it's going to be so important for Hastings. The only team they beat last year was Gehring, and Gehring comes in for that opening game, opening night. And then they have to play Scottsbluff and Sydney, who are both ranked 5th, 6th in Huskerland Prep. They'll be in the top 10. Tough, tough start there, because if it doesn't go your way on opening night, then you know the gauntlet ahead of you, and then Aurora is the game right after that.
You know, Doug, when you coach, every year you kind of look at what your team's going to be like. There a couple years I was the assistant football coach at SCM, and both years we started the season 2-4. So we had to win the last two games to get into the playoffs, and it just happened to work out that that's kind of how our schedule was, that there was about four games on our schedule that it looked like were going to be really hard for us to win. Mm-hmm. There was going to be two games that it looked like we were going to win easily, but there was those other two games. And, man, I'll tell you what, did we spend a lot of time in the film room on those two. You know, I mean, you know, on those two games, you know, hopefully we're going to be able to take care of business. You know, everybody goes, oh, you got to play them one at a time, one at a time. Well, that sounds great if everybody's all dead even, you know, in the pro NFL. But in eight-man football, boy, I'll tell you what, it got down. So we had two games. Boy, we saved all of our trick plays and all of our fake stuff and you know, our fake punt game and everything we could do, we kind of saved for those two games, you know. And luckily we had some success in those two, but some of them went right down to the wire. You know what I mean? And, hey, you know, in the sad thing about it is, you know, we made the playoffs. We're 4-4. We're celebrating. We spent about $500 on T-shirts and sweatshirts. And next thing you know, you're playing Hayes Center, and it's 53-0 at halftime.
Well, you got to take a step. I mean, it's always a process. It's always a process. Folks, here's your chance to win bragging rights and great flag prizes next Friday, August the 22nd, at the almost annual Jerseys Golf Tournament at Meadowlark Hills. $300 a team. There'll be burgers, drinks, awards following the tournament. Sign up today at Jerseys and get your team ready to win it all for the annual Jerseys Golf Tournament, Meadowlark Hills, Friday, August 22nd. Stop by Jerseys and find out more today. University of Nebraska football program spends $1.2 million on recruiting this year. Does that sound like a lot? I mean, $1.2 million is a lot, but when the budget for the entire university is $100 million, $103 for the upcoming 24-sport program, I guess that didn't shock value me, although it was up 30% from $904,000 last year. They added six positions to work specifically in recruiting, and remember, we all knew this was coming with the changes in the texting rules and the social media rules and all the ways that you can and cannot contact recruits these days. Because there's some schools that have added, now maybe they're not $100,000 positions, but upwards of 20 people to help them with recruiting in some of the schools in the SEC. So this is not a surprise. This shouldn't be a shock to people if you've been following this at all.
Well, you know, they play seven home games, and the ticket sells alone. I mean, ticket sells alone, I believe, averages over $4 million a game. You know what I mean? So if you've got seven home games, you're looking at $28 million. And so you're going to have to spend a little bit of money trying to get some good athletes to come, you know, play, you know, but you got that. So, you know, just to try to imagine this, you know, you got, let's say you have 80,000, just say, let's say 80,000 people buy a water, one water.
At $3 a pop.
$3. Okay, let's say you raise that to $4. Let's just say you raise the
water
price.
Don't be giving them any ideas.
Okay, that's $80,000. That's $80,000 just from making it from $3 to $4. That's $80,000. So I don't know, $1.2 million. I guess we're just. It's when you say, does it seem like a lot of money? Not when you're talking about something that this is this large. You know, $1.2 million is probably about right.
Huskers got a lot of work yesterday. There was no media availability, so no new audio from camp to bring you today. No major news stories, but they are going through another two-day workout and then another one tomorrow, and it finishes up the busiest, the heaviest week of fall camp continuing today for the Huskers. Our Husker news and notes brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems. T&L, taking care of you, proven technology that works from their worldwide headquarters in Hastings, taking care of all the United States and more than 65 countries worldwide. Why? Because it works. Because it's easier. Because it doesn't break down. Quick fix if it does, but it just doesn't with their hydrostatic work at T&L Irrigation. They can show you everything you need to know with the Pivot Manager 2, Precision Point Control 3. We've been talking about that, the PPC 3, where you don't have to run out to the field to turn it on and off, to switch the directions, to manually do it. You can do it with GPS from home, from your phone, anywhere where you've got the Wi-Fi signal. Find out more at your local T&L Irrigation dealer. If you don't know who that is, check it out online at TLIRR.com. Well, I know that Jimmy may have saved some money with some news that happened this week. We'll talk about that. Plus, speaking of money, Mike Perenio, the director of the Racing Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay, coming up around a corner here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Looking for a great job? Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating is currently hiring service plumbers and heating and cooling technicians. Experience is preferred, but if you're hardworking and dependable, Anderson Brothers is willing to provide training. You'll benefit from an excellent starting wage and a great benefit package, which includes health insurance, 401k, and a cafeteria plan. To apply or for further information, stop in person at Anderson Brothers Kearney or Holdridge location during regular business hours. Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating, an equal opportunity employer.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service, and you never, never have to sign a contract. You'll get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour...
It's a Back to the Future trilogy this weekend at the World Theater in Kearney. See each movie for $5 or all three for $10.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Go to theworldtheater.org for showtimes. Affordable drinks and concessions. Thanks for keeping the world spinning.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So glad to once again tell you that Big Daddy's Deli will be on board with the Doug and Daddy College Football Challenge, our pigskin pick'em every fall, where Jimmy Langan not only gives us point spreads, but he gives us the winners on those games. Loves the underdogs. But Big Daddy's Deli will also be part of our prize winner for every single Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All you have to do is qualify, and we've got much more coming your way. And we're just two Fridays away. Two Fridays from today, we'll be talking Husker football, college football getting underway. We'll have our first contest two Fridays from today, Jimmy.
Isn't that something? Boy, that seems fast.
It
really
is.
Really approaching.
You know what else is fast?
What's that?
The service at Big Daly's Deli. Kearney, Hastings. Oh, I'd love to have a sandwich in front of me right now. Maybe just, you know, I'm not even going to get crazy. I'm just going to take one of my regular favorites, either the 33, a pastrami and turkey combo, or Mike's Super Combo, which is the 48 with salami, turkey, bacon. It's all so good. Big Daly's Deli across from Duncan Field in Hastings in Top of the Hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, Kearney. A home of a bazillion sandwiches. And don't forget their large meal deals. That comes with a soda or whatever it is you would like to drink at Big Daly's Deli. And you can also get a chip or cookie, fruit cup, soup. They've got it all there for you. 6-inch, 12-inch, get any kind of sandwich you want, the toppings you want, cold or warm, and the dressings are there as well. Big Daly's Deli. Do you want a sandwich today?
Hey, you know, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you knew this, but when you're gone, Randy Bushcutter will do the sandwiches. And that's one thing he's really good at. He'll get into the detail. And then he starts a little bit of saliva, kind of, when he starts talking about some of the sandwiches and the mustard and the things he puts on. I'll tell you what, it's amazing. So, hey, what do you think? Number six?
What? That's the Hormel salami.
Yep, there you go.
You know, like the first 10 are very basic. Okay, here's your turkey, here's your roast beef, here's your salami. And then you get into some Italian and the Le Grand and the Bacon Club combo and the three cheese deluxe. Then you kind of move into that upper teens. You get a little bit of the crab and seafood, kids' meals, chicken salad, tuna salad. And then you can just kind of see how it continues to grow and grow. And Jeff says he's going to dominate the 43 today. Double spicy with hot capicola ham. Is that what you're dominating? I haven't tried that. Oh, the Royals' magic number is 43.
Royals?
Is it that much? Dang.
The division, they get 42 for Seattle with the wild card.
It doesn't matter, but that sounds like a good sandwich to try. That's the sandwich of the day, the magic number for the Royals. Go get it at Big Daly's Deli, Kearney, and Hastings. Wanted to mention, as Mike Perenia will join us here in a second, you have been on Northwestern's bandwagon. Phil Steele's been on Northwestern's bandwagon, but that's why they play the games. The over-under there, I think, is right around 6 for wins in Vegas. And they have lost two of their key offensive weapons. Maybe the biggest question on the offense was a little bit of quarterback, even though they've got a good one returning. He wasn't the full-time starter last year. So Kane Coulter gone. Venrick Mark was coming back off injury, was an All-American kick returner in 2012, rushed for over 1,350 yards. Then early in the week, late last week, that he was going to be suspended for the team's first two games. There was no reason why. And then just a couple of days later, he says, I'm out of here. Venrick Mark leaves the football team. Apparently, a desire to play football closer to family this season, which means he has to drop down to 1A or Division II. I don't know if he's got any family in Kearney or Hastings, but I'd be picking up the phone because where's this kid going to go that quick? And then one of their, if not their top wide receiver, Christian Jones, a season-ending knee injury. What do you think about Northwestern today?
Yeah, you pass on him now. I mean, that's what you got to do. I mean, this is you can't just be with, you know, you're doing this with your brain. You're trying to make an investment. You're trying to be intelligent about this. You can't lose those type of players. You can't lose that type of a player and continue to think you're going to compete in the Big Ten. Look at Nebraska. If they lost,
they've already lost a few.
Yeah, but they lose Abdullah.
Oh, yeah.
Bell. Yeah, I mean, you lose. There's some players that you have out there that are offensive threats. You only have so many offensive threats. You know what I mean? So, I mean, when you get into that area, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Well, you always know that you like to think that, oh, this is a gimme. This is free money. Well, the investor likes to think if they win, oh, that was an easy one. And they always like free money in Vegas. And I know Mike Perenia would love to have had. He could probably still get you that Northwestern ticket this morning out in Las Vegas. What do you think, Jimmy? You want it?
I don't want it today.
Mike Perenia, director of the Race and Sportsbook, fresh off a little vacation. He's got himself back into the swing of things as we get ready for another exciting football season and the stretch run in baseball. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. My nickname is Free Money, and Northwestern is up about 25 to 1. It's now 200 to 1. So we noticed that.
Wow. I want to start because there's a couple things on my mind, and it wanders from time to time because we always like to ask you a lot of questions. But back when you took a few days off was when the whole LeBron James thing broke down. Tell me how that works. Tell the fans how that works, how you are monitoring Miami, Cleveland, how you're still doing that with Kevin Love, how that changes the odds, which in this case were drastic.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much, even if we're not on, someone knows something above us, our limits are low enough where we're not going to get hurt if on a Tuesday afternoon someone wants to bet $10,000 on a future bet that pops into our head, and we can protect ourselves just because we have lower limits, and we kind of keep an eye on that stuff anyway. But that definitely shifted Cleveland from about 30-1 to the favorite real quick. And you know, no matter what happens with the LeBron's the one that moves it. I mean, they could keep adding players. We can't get much lower than we are already on that. So it's not going to matter now. And like I said, there might have been a guy or two that got a little bit of bet on it, but we got time to take back on the other teams now, and that's kind of how we do things here. Keep our limits low enough. No one's going to crush us on something like that.
Hey, Jim Langan here. Hey, on your NFL, every year you do a pretty good job, you know, on over-unders for the season. You know, I'm talking about, you know, you playing 16 games and a team's, you know, maybe 8.5 and 7.5, yeah, something like that. Who do you like? What teams do you have out there? Do you think, hey, this team should be an under bet and this team should be an over bet?
Yeah, the over-unders are kind of, they're actually kind of fun, and they're really getting popular. We've even started doing some of the major college teams. We do all the pro teams. I like one over, I like one under. I like Cincinnati to go over 8.5. It's pretty much stayed the same here. It hasn't done much movement, but the over is favored. It's minus $1.85. You know, it's regular season wins. I'd rather lay a little juice and have 9 on that. The one I like under is Dallas Cowboys.
Sorry. Damn it! The band, it's already full stepping on my head.
Yeah, well, it's gone. It was 8.5. It's down to 8 already. So I'm not the only one, and it's minus 200 on the under. So you know, in theory, we could have that down at 7.5 or 7, and still probably take money on it. And you know, I think they've improved, but you know, Roma's not going to be ready. There's just no way. And if they make the mistake of trying to play him when he's not ready, it could blow their whole season. But it's just an unfortunate situation for them with injuries, and I kind of like to bet against them the first part of the season. Even if he does play, he's not going to be, you know, they're not going to let him take contact and play a lot in the preseason.
Mike Perenio, director of the Racing Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, where we watched the Super Bowl last year, and it was outstanding as always, and we'll talk about some things that are coming up there. But, Mike, when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, it seems like there's no way to make money on the Dallas Cowboys, because if you're on that over-under, is what it is. You're giving that a lot of juice there. And I'm guessing that their ticket to win the Super Bowl is still, it's in that yank. It's like the Cubs. They may stink every year, but they're never going to be 200-1.
No. Well, they're not really America's team anymore, but they're – it's just like the Cubs. We get the bets on them no matter what, just out of habit sometimes. But, there's futures are tough to do. I'm a big believer. We're glad to take your future bets. But a lot of times you can get pretty good odds on teams late in the year that are just as good as the teams at the beginning of the year. You know, I had the Green Bay when they wanted it. They needed to win the last season, regular season game, and you could get them at 25-1 to play that one game and hope they run through the playoffs. And, you know, I don't think they were any higher than that at the beginning of the season. So, but you have to bet them when you're in Vegas, so sometimes you have to bet when you're here.
Yeah, hey, I was just going to tell you, I had two of them written down. I had Dallas under as one of my plays. The other one I had was New England over. And I just think that they've got some pieces back. They've added some things to the offense and defensive line. Do you have any thoughts on New England, or is New England already going to be high enough because people love Tom Brady?
Yeah, we've actually taken some under on that. It's 11.5, so you know, when you're talking regular season wins, that's a tough number. you know, New England's tough to ever bet against in that the division they're in. It's I don't know if Miami is really going to be improved, and the Jets. You know, you never know about the Jets, and so I can see New England winning lots of games and Denver winning lots of games. But we've actually taken New England's actually gone from over was -120. It's +115 now. So we've had a little action actually on the under on that. There's been some big moves though, of course, on the Cleveland Browns. It went from 5.5 over -140 to 6.5 -150 because of the Manziel factor, I guess you could call it. And the Rams went up from 6.5 to 7.5. And I think that's everyone's favorite team. It's kind of like me and Cleveland Browns the last few years. Everyone thinks now the Rams are going to come back. So now that I'm off the Cleveland bandwagon, they'll probably I'll probably come in and win a Super Bowl as a rookie. But
yeah, that's the only one that, you know, in all the time on here, and I'm sure there's a couple other ones, that's right up there for biggest whiff for Mike Perenio, because he's been way above average on the Doug and Daddy show. But I know Damon Day, who co-hosts with us every week as well, was hoping, and Jimmy liked Cleveland last year as well. It just didn't happen. Let's switch it over to college real quick here. Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay with us on the Doug and Daddy show. Got some inklings on that side?
Yeah, I mean, college football's it's amazing to me with the playoff system. I don't think a lot of people that are wagering yet still have the grasp of the playoff system that's coming up this year. And it's for one thing, Nebraska's been bet down from 60-1 to 30-1, and there's a lot of teams in the conference that are going to be really good. I think you're better off trying to find a team in one of the major five conferences that has an easier schedule, because getting in that playoff is what you're looking for. You don't really want to concern yourself with, if you're trying to figure out how to wager, who's going to win it all. Your main objective should be to find a team that's going to get in the playoffs, and from there on you can hedge or let it ride depending on who they're playing. But that should, when you're betting college futures to win the championship, I think you really have to look at not winning it but getting into the 4-team playoff.
Yeah, and is Florida State the team that you see as the easiest has the easiest way to get there?
Yeah, probably. It's just interesting because I hate to bet a lot of stuff on something that's new, and I think they do have an easy schedule to get there. But with four teams, they're currently 9-2. I'm not going to. It's just tough to give people money for that long a period of time, and then they could get to the 4-team playoff, but that doesn't guarantee they could win. You got to look for a little better value of that if you're going to let us hold your money for that long, and then. So it's kind of walking a fine line. You can't just take long shots because they're long shots. But like I said, if you're looking for teams that, if you want to do your research, there's some, the Big Five conferences where you got to find the guy that's going to make the playoffs and maybe go undefeated or get in with one loss. There'll probably be teams with one loss getting into this playoff.
Mike Perenio, always stop by and see him. If you're heading out to Vegas, Mandalay Bay always treats the Doug and Daddy listeners outstanding. I've never heard a bad word, and I'm honest about that, about the Mandalay Bay, because Mike takes care of everyone so well. And you've got some boxing coming up this weekend. What else? The anniversary of the Michael Jackson 1 is going on. You've got concerts. So what else is going to be going on if folks are going to be coming out to enjoy some time in Vegas?
Yeah, you guys are up good job. You know all what we're all about. We get fans from your show here out all the time that stop by. Michael Jackson, and not just because it's here. I've been in Vegas. I've been to all the Cirque shows, all the Rev shows at the other properties, and it's amazing show. The technological aspects of the show are just stunning. The sound, everything. I have people that go twice on the same trip just to go again, and you don't see that with Las Vegas shows. People usually want to go to a different show every night, and I got customers and guests that are, go, hey, I went last night, but I want to go again tonight. So that it's an amazing show. Even if you don't like the music, it's amazing. And the boxing, This isn't just boxing. This is big knockout boxing. And I don't know. This could be the new UFC that could take off. It's a different format. There are two rounds, or 2 minute rounds. There's no rings. It's a circle, and it looks like they actually fight in what they call the pit. And you know, all of boxing recently is the big fights are all the lower class weights, and you don't get the action like in the old days with the knockouts in those weight classes generally. And I think this is taking advantage of the fact that there's a gap with boxing where there's no knockout, popular knockout, big high weight class knockout experts. And, you know, this could be the solution to that. And the UFC took off, and now they kind of saturated it. This could be the new thing, and it looks to be like it's going to be something absolutely great for the fan to watch if you like boxing. It's we're really excited to have it Saturday, and I think we're going to have a pretty good crowd, and it's on pay-per-view too.
And don't forget, Breeders' Cup will be coming up here in the near future, Halloween and November 1st, and Mandalay Bay, known obviously for their horseplay, as Mike has always said. And by horseplay, you can use that term however you want. Mike, couple more questions. Yeah, sure. I know it's going to be a pipe dream for one of our fantasy football leagues, but we've got like an anniversary year coming up, and we want to have it in Vegas, whether that happens or not. But we've started to talk a lot about it this week because it's that time for people to draft. And we've talked about how talking about gambling in the NFL is taboo, but fantasy football, which essentially is the same thing, is not. How is that, because you guys research everything out there, how has that impacted sports gambling or sports wagering?
You know what? It's all entertainment, and I think it doesn't hurt us. I think the only thing I do notice is, like, more cheering on specific plays from people in the crowd. It's kind of like the in basketball, we have the first team to score 15 points, and you guys were here for March Madness. All of a sudden, the game's been on for 2 minutes. You hear this huge roar because people are betting the first to 15. And I think fantasy football is going to keep taking off. I'm not sure how the NFL is going to react to either one. It does seem a little strange that one's kind of embraced and one's not, but it helps us. I mean, football's changing so much with rule changes, and may not be the same game in 10 years or 15 years that we even look at today because of injuries and stuff. But it's very interesting how I just wish there was a way to take advantage of it. We've looked for ways, but it's tough to take advantage of something like that in the book itself. But NFL, college football, the good old-fashioned betting is still fun to do, and we get plenty of people in long lines doing it.
Hey, you're from the Lincoln area originally. The Kansas City Royals are in first place. They're hot. Their schedule looks good. They actually have a legitimate chance at it. What's the price of them right now to win the World Series? What have you got, and what do you think their chances are?
It's a great question. They have great pitching and good defense. You know, we were talking about it just yesterday. It's kind of strange you brought it up, but we had people coming in betting the Detroit Lions at 9-2 to win the World Series the day the Royals, you know, overtook them for the wild card. And you're getting 20-1 on Kansas City, and you got one team that's red hot. That could change. Baseball is streaky, and one team where they won the other night, but they were booing their closer Nathan because even the fans are having a hard time with Detroit. But coming in here and betting the Lions to bet the Tigers at 9-2 when you can get Kansas City at 20-1, that's what I'm talking about. Value. You just sometimes you have to notice stuff and take advantage of it. And probably when I hang up, I'm going to call and see if they can change that down to 10-1.
I was going to say, usually right when the last month of the season, Mike, that's when Mike throws us that bone on a baseball team like the Cardinals a couple of years ago. Are you in the pick 'em contest again?
You know what? Baseball is really tough this year. I think the team that's going to have it's tough. I mean, it's all about pitching, and believe me, the Dodgers – to me, the Dodgers are the favorite to win this thing. It's just they've got probably the Ross talented baseball player in Puig, and I don't see guys like him very often. He still makes mistakes, but I was actually at a Dodger game and saw him throw from not deep center, but it wasn't shallow center either, throw a guy out tagging from at third base, a fast guy, and to be honest with you, it looked like he was out. He ended up being safe, but it was such a close play. It's not a guy trying to score from second on a single. It's a guy tagging up at third from center field. He's just amazing, and they've got the pitching, obviously, and they keep picking up pitchers, and they keep winning. The guys they pick up, they're not good, and they still win. I was joking with my wife the other day. If they were probably looking at the wire now and seeing who can we get next to get a win for us and pick them up. It's and the solid pitching they have to start with. I just think the way they're playing, they've got Donnie Baseball, Mattingly coaching. They look pretty strong to me, and in comparison, it seems like West Coast teams are strong in baseball. The A's look good, although they've been slumping a little bit lately. But Seattle could come from behind. They've got some good pitching too. But boy, it'd be nice for us if it'd end up being like a Dodgers Yankees World Series. But Yankees don't have any starting pitcher that haven't been injured, and it's just too tough to lose all your starting pitchers one season and make it in.
Well, I'll tell you what, every time we talk to Mike Perenio, I have to look at my watch and go, good God, we got to let this man get back to his day job back out there. There's no place better than the Mandalay Bay, folks, so if you get a chance, stop by. If Mike's not there, it's only because he's on his 30-minute lunch break, and he'll be right back. So ask for Mike, have fun, and Mike, we'll catch you before the NFL kicks off. Thanks, as always, for the time.
I appreciate it, guys. I'm out to move the line now in Kansas City, and then I'll give you a call. Call me anytime. I really like being on the show.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much. Take care, buddy.
You got it.
Mike Perenio, the director of the Race and Sports Book at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And I know I hear as much feedback on – I'm thinking there's Mike Perenio and Bob Jensen. Probably we get as much feedback on those two guests as anybody that we have on our radio show, and I'm not – doing that to slight anybody, but I know those two names come right to the top of my really small noggin.
Well, you know, when you think about Mike, people that are interested a little bit in just a little wager, they like to hear what he has to say because he gives you some really good information, and he's there and he sees what people do incorrect. You know, you want to do what the rest of the public usually does not do. You know, every once in a while the public is correct. And that, you know, they're right, and that team was the best team, and they won it again, you know. But very seldom do you have the same team win the Super Bowl 5 years in a row, or you have the same NCAA football team win it so many years in a row. But I mean, they're for a while. Hey, yeah, you're right. People were right. Alabama won it a couple times back to back. But you know, you don't make any money doing it that way.
And he just kicks me when the Cowboys are down. I've just realized me and Big Daddy and other Cowboy fans have to get shirts made this year, and the problem is Daddy's will have more material so he can put more on it. But I'm thinking of a design right now that says something to the effect of, I know we suck, but, and then have a picture of the five Super Bowl rings or trophies, and then below it, at least we're not the Browns, the Raiders, and go on and on and on and on about, you know, teams that have had little or no success winning Super Bowls in the last 30 years. So, well, there you go. Our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We've been asking your thoughts on who will win the college football conferences. Yesterday it was the Big 12, 55% still love Oklahoma, 27% Baylor, even had a couple of folks throw in Kansas State votes. You can always vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Over the weekend, we go to the mothership. Who will win the SEC? Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, other. I'm taking Georgia. There, I said it. Georgia. I'm taking Georgia just cause.
I'm taking other. Okay. I want other. Give me other. I'll take a bunch of them.
That seems to work out in the SEC other. Quite often. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. It is Chico, California 3, Omaha West Side 1, bottom of the 4th, American Legion World Series. We will wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show next.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Plan now to attend the 31st annual Platte Valley Antique and Collector Show at the Crystal Lake Recreation Area in Ayer, Nebraska on August 16th and 17th. Enjoy fun kid games, parades, tractor games, concessions, tractor displays, live music, and more. Also enjoy a wine and beer tasting event on Saturday. Gates open at 7 a.m. each day. $5 admission good for both days. Children under 10 get in for free. For more information, log on to pvama.org.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagri.com.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of protein design.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through September 30th, get up to $60 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $120 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Everybody loves the Philadelphia Eagles. Doug and Daddy's show, wrapping things up. Don't forget, Sean Callahan makes his Husker Lunch debut, as he has the last number of years, Wednesday, August the 27th at the Plottage in Grand Island. Doors will open at 11:30, and lunch is served at that time. It's only a $5 lunch, and it is through Home Federal, one of our sponsors for many years. And to get your reservations, it's always been pretty full, but we've got room for you at the Plottage. It's always great to have a great bunch of folks on hand, and with all the Grand Island and Hastings and area kids competing, along with all the uncertainty and the newness of a football season, you can ask Sean any question you want. Call Vanessa at Grand Island Home Federal to make your reservation, 398-4941, 398-4941. Sean Callahan, our initial Husker Lunch, Wednesday, August the 27th at the beautiful Plottage in Grand Island. And for those of you that are new to the areas, it looks like Platt Deutsch, but it's actually pronounced Plottage. I've never actually asked for the explanation on that. Even I, every once in a while, if I just grab a piece of copy and read, and I, oh no, that's that's Plottage. But be sure to join us for that. Looking forward to it. And Sean speaks for a while, covering every aspect of the Huskers, and then you can ask him anything you want, and he usually has an answer. And if he doesn't, he'll make one up.
No, he did.
Or he'll tell you who does.
Hey, I talked to Sean at the store one time, and I mean, I don't think we ever got off the same topic. I mean, we could talk about like the right offensive end, and he'd go down about a list of about five deep, and I thought, whoa, that was more than I even needed to know. But I mean, he knows so much and has so much information, as well as a lot of other people that talk about Nebraska football.
Also, folks, since yesterday, the Big Ten preseason volleyball poll out. Penn State, no shock, defending national champion. The coaches' national poll, top 25 already out, they're number one. But Wisconsin was ranked just ahead of Nebraska, but the Big Ten coaches picked Nebraska second in all three seasons. They've either been first or second. And so Nebraska's second, then Wisconsin, Illinois, Purdue, all ranked in the nation's top 12. Michigan State is sixth in the conference, 16th in the country, then Minnesota, Michigan, Ohio State, and Northwestern. Iowa picked 11th, Indiana 12th, and then the two new members, Maryland 13th, Rutgers 14th. So we think it's tough for them in football. It's even tougher in volleyball, and I'm sure a few other sports. I think they'll probably do a little bit better when the ball starts bouncing and things like that. Senior Mary Pohlmiller, sophomore Katie Rolfson, named to the 15-member preseason All-Big Ten team. Rolfson was a unanimous selection. Last year, Nebraska was second in the Big Ten, and their volleyball conference record was 16-4. Of course, the big cog to replace senior Kelsey Robinson, who was named the player of the year, but she's the only player Nebraska is losing. They are ranked 7th in the country and have some great home matches. If you don't have that attachment to high school football, I really suggest just diving into that first weekend in Lincoln, because the volleyball team will host 13th-ranked Florida State on the 29th. Then you got the Husker home opener on the 30th against Florida Atlantic. And then on Sunday, Nebraska will take on 3rd-ranked Stanford. And all of that is part of the American Volleyball Coaches Association showcase. Nebraska always gets some great teams. This is about as good as you can do. They will also play number 2 Texas later on. So Nebraska plays, obviously, Penn State, 2 Texas, 3 Stanford at different points in the season. So
Nebraska plays Friday and Sunday.
For volleyball, yeah.
And Saturday, there's no games. Is that right?
Yeah, no volleyball. Nothing.
No volleyball game. They're not going to try to take
a soccer scrimmage.
Yeah, there you go.
Anything else, Jimmy? Nope. I thought we had a fun show again today.
Good deal. I appreciate everything you do, Doug. You do get good people on the show, and it makes it fun for me to come in.
I can't do it without you.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
Not more than one day.
There you go.
Not more than one day. Hey, congratulations to our buddy and co-sports director in Hastings, Mike Will, for his award last night at the Nebraska Broadcasters Association. Mike doing a great job as he's getting ready for the Hastings college season. UNK started practice yesterday for football. Volleyball starts on Monday, so we'll be getting into a whole lot more. In fact, the high school volleyball and cross-country teams can begin practicing on Monday. We'll continue our high school football preview Monday with Charlie Shoemaker, Grand Island Central Catholic. Also next week, we're going to be wrapping up our Big Ten preview with the preseason offensive player of the year, Melvin Gordon, running back Wisconsin, and preseason defensive player of the year, Shalik Calhoun from Michigan State. So we're looking forward to that. And Jimmy, I'll see you back here on Monday.
Yep. See you later, Doug.
Hey, want to thank again Eric Emerson, Hastings High football coach, and Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay, for joining us today. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.